I mean, if this is the way the United States empire is going to carry on functioning, there will be more and more, not immediately, there will be more and more resistance. If even the King of Jordan and Sisi in Egypt, who have so far backed the United States, are getting slightly scared, it's not because they've changed greatly, it's they're scared there will be an uprising in their countries. Jordan is three-quarters Palestinian anyway, and the Egyptian masses are seething. So we have a really extremely serious situation building up in the Middle East, where they publicly, in front of everyone, want to expel the Palestinians. No cover-up. Netanyahu says we're going to do it. The U.S. president supports him.
And Tariqa, the...
Yes, it's 10 o'clock at CKUW here, 95.9 FM. And yes, indeed, it is fun drive time here at CKUW. So the schedules get a little sort of mucked about with, if you will. And we've had some issues this week with transmitter things totally beyond our control. But we soldier on, and it is fun drive. My name's Keith Black, and the program at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays is Voyage, 3 hours of jazz from all over the place. And you're going to get some jazz today for sure, some new and some classic stuff. But as well, you're going to hear a lot about what's going on with our fun drive and our pitch for you to help us make this little station continue to operate at maximum capacity for the next year or so. And there are a whole bunch of things that are happening that I want to make you aware of. But in the meantime, I'm going to start with some music. This, a few years ago, I sort of had a bit of a contest to see if people were interested in me changing my theme song. I really like theme songs, and the one that I use on this show is called Voyage, Stan Getz on saxophone. But there was another one that I almost put in as the theme song. So I'm going to start with the alternate voyage, if you will, the possibility. And when it's finished, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we got to where we are here at CKUW. In the meantime, you can start the ball rolling, if you will, by going to 204-774-6877 and make a pledge or a donation to help this show and all the other shows here at CKUW continue to operate. But for now, here is an alternate theme song that I tried a few years ago. It's called Minor Matters. Well, this is not a minor matter this week. This is a major matter with Fun Drive. But here is the Manny album Greatest Jazz Artists of Our Time, Minor Matters. Or not.
I think you mean CD3, Keith.
No. Sorry, hit the wrong button. Thank you. In another world, that might have been the theme song for this show, but this show is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, and Voyage has been kicking around since just a few weeks after the station actually got its license, almost 26 years ago now. And I just wanted to make you aware, as this is Fun Drive Week, about the way we got here. Yeah, I'm sure you probably are aware of this. Maybe a lot of people aren't. CQAW has been kicking around a lot longer than the 26 years that we had have had our license in the FM band. But before that, we were the sort of on-site communication mechanism at the University of Winnipeg. Broadcasting, the way I've described it, is sort of like your high school PA system on steroids. It did some really great stuff, but it was in-house until 26 years ago when a number of people, including our station manager, worked very hard to make this happen. Rob Schmidt deserves a lot of credit for everything that has happened since then here at this station. But it started And then we had to put together a whole bunch of people, a number of whom had never done radio hosting before. Mm-hmm, that would include me. And find ways of starting the diversity that has become our trademark over the years. Hosts who have interests and passions and loves and understanding and competence in a certain area, and then giving them the freedom to do what we have been doing here at this station for the last 26 years, and that is providing for you up there in the community the most remarkably diverse arrangement of programs that you can possibly imagine. The cost of that, while we get a lot of bang for the buck here because the hosts, like myself, obviously, are volunteers. We don't get paid for this. I provide my own music, so there is a library here, a CD library, but it's very sparse in the relatively sparse in the jazz area and not as up to date as I like it to be. So you get new stuff that's coming off of my library. That be that as it may. Every now and then, once a year, we need to ask you to help us out. 25% of our budget we require to come from the public, the people out there who listen every week and who understand and appreciate the diversity. I know it was Ted Turner yesterday or someone saying it. The thing that we always say at CKOW, if you don't like the program you're listening to, just wait an hour. It'll be a different thing altogether. It's not quite hour by hour, but we have an incredible range, not all of which you're going to like, but some of which someone is going to like. And that's what we provide here around the year. And to do that, we need your help. We need your help to phone 774-6877 and pledge or donate any amount that will help us get to our goal this year, which is $60,000. Now, at any level over $35, there are tax receipts available. And I know a lot of the people who listen to this show prefer to get that tax receipt, the charitable tax receipt. But there are incentives. The CRA doesn't let people get both a tax receipt and the incentives, the sort of gifts at certain levels. It's one or the other. But if you don't choose the tax receipt, $35 gets you a friend card, a card that lets you into, I won't go through the list, there's a staggering array of restaurants, food stores, all sorts of record stores, if that's still the word that used, all sorts of stores where you get discounts with your friend card. At $75, Fun Drive card plus the unique once a year Fun Drive t-shirt, which is got a fascinating array of people doing all sorts of neat things on it this year. $125 gives you t-shirt and a toque, a second shirt, a toque or a second shirt plus the cards. $180 gives you a hoodie and the cards. I need to say, at the risk of too much information, but I hate dressing gowns. I don't think if I ever owned one, it was many years ago and it got thrown out. But if I'm walking around the apartment, having my coffee in the morning and whatever before I get out of my pajamas, it's my CKUW hoodie is my dressing gown. It is great. I wear it all the time, and the $180 donation. If you want a hoodie, I can tell you from personal experience, I'm actually wearing one right now, and it's a great thing. And at $220. You get a hoodie and one other choice, that is, you know, two cards, whatever else, and the cards. And the tax receipts are available for anything over $35. That's sort of a basic run-through of the stuff that's available. But mainly, the reason to support this, and if you are interested, it's 774-6877. 774-6877. It's a number that we normally, on a normal programming day, if you phone that number when I'm on air, you can actually get to talk to me all the time. The phone flashes in the studio here, and you can actually reach me to talk to me during the show. Well, for the fun drive weeks, the phone rings out in the lobby of the outside the studio, and someone is there. Michael is there to get the word once you phone and help you through the incredible array of ways that you can show your support. Anyhow, we do that because it's important for us to continue with the way that we want to and develop from where we were. And I probably say a few more things about that later on. Excuse me. The one other thing I want to say before I play some more music is that this year, as you're probably aware, the federal government cap on international students has put every single university budget in a flurry of cutting and pasting and trying to figure out how to get along. Every university in the country. University of Winnipeg, where we are physically located, is no exception to that. And it means that this year, for example, when you get down to the detail of support for our radio station here, which is supported to some extent from the university, we're $20,000 less than normal. Woo. On our budget, that's substantial. So this fund drive, this particular fund drive year, is really, really important. If you've been on the fence, if you have given in the past and you say, well, I did that a couple years ago, it's time to be blunt, to do it again. And if, in fact, you were able to manage a certain amount of money, maybe you could add 10 or 15 bucks. And if a lot of people did that, we would be able to make up some of the shortfall that's happening with the university budgets. So anyhow, I'll talk more about this. This great little station has proceeded in the almost 26 years that have transpired to go from a time when a whole bunch of hosts like your humble servant here, who were flying by the seat of their pants for the first few weeks trying to figure out what all those buttons were and how to slide this there and what happens when you do that and all the sort of stuff that goes with making radio. But we have diversified immensely, and I'll talk a lot about that diversification over the next few hours. In the meantime, I want to play a track from Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop is the name of the band. Ernesto Cervini is a drummer from Toronto, and he has various groups, including another group that I'm going to play at some point today, probably. But Ernesto and I have developed a relationship over the years, mainly electronic, although we have met in person two or three times now, and I've interviewed him on air on this show. He's a great drummer, great writer, and a great promoter of Canadian jazz. And the other thing about him is that he supports CKUW with money every year at Fund Drive. So I thank Ernesto for his continued support. He knows we play his music, of course, but then I would play his music if I had never talked to him. But I have talked to him, and he's a great guy, and he supports us. His band called Turboprop had a recent album called A Canadian Songbook, where all the tracks were written by the Canadian composers. I'm going to play one a track from that now, from the Canadian Songbook. This one, excuse me, is called Skeletons. Thank you. couple of Canadian groups there that I play regularly on this program. You first heard Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop with a track from his Canadian songbook. That second track was by Angle and Crane from their fascinating album, which is self-named, Angle and Crane, out of the Quebec area. There's some fascinating sort of accessible but exploratory work on their part as well. Some really neat stuff there. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. It's fun drive time here at CKUW. And for those of us who've been around for a while, I guess this is probably number 26 for me. If you've listened over a long period of time, you've heard me talking about the need for this station to continue for quite a while. And nothing has changed after all these years. We still want to continue and to develop. I mentioned before that when the station started, there were a few sort of people who were at least semi-pro when it came to doing radio, and then there were other sort of rank pathetic amateurs like I was, and the learning curve. You really learn in the romance of live radio. You really learn quickly that things can go wrong, but once they've gone wrong, you can't undo them. So just take a deep breath and keep on going. And that's what we've been doing here at this station in reality and metaphorically for 24 years. We've taken a deep breath and kept on going. And we need your help to do that. 774-6877 is the number to phone. The phone was ringing. Well, that music was playing, and I have some people to thank to start the ball rolling for my show total, which will be both this week and next week. The first phone call was from an old friend, a great friend of this station, and a hugely knowledgeable person when it comes to jazz and the music business generally, Neil. Thank you for your generous donation. $100 is just really great way to start this ball rolling today. And Neil has sat in this chair, knows the setup at CKOW, and has been a friend of the station and this show for virtually its whole history. So I really need to thank you for that. As well, I want to thank someone named Talis, who was in the station yesterday, and he wanted to know what I looked like, and he needed to see a picture of me. I don't know if that would have put him off and he would have taken his pledge back. I really don't know, but he left the pledge behind him, and I thank Talis for that. Helen has donated enough to get both a tax receipt and a hoodie. And William Briggs has donated as well, $35. And Jeff Carter, again, a long-term friend of mine personally and a friend of this station, who has given $100. And he was very aware after me talking to him, because he's a friend of mine, about the fact that the university the universities are all having budget problems, and he upped his pledge this year to say, wow, it's important to keep the station going, so I'll give a little bit more than I normally do because of the budget shortfall. So thank you, Jeff, and that total would come to $550 so far. And I really thank each of you for doing that. I'll hope to make the phone ring and give you more updates as the program progresses. But that's my first sort of monetary update, if you will. But it's important that you phone 774-6877 and add to that as we strive to get closer to the 60,000 that we require this year. We had another sort of Murphy Lurks situation. If things can go wrong, there's Murphy. And we had a transmitter crash on the weekend, which was totally unexpected and absolutely not anything that we could have controlled. But it meant we were off the air for a while. And so that might have put us a little titch behind where we normally would be by Wednesday of the first week of Fun Drive. You can help make up that deficit, too, by phoning 774-6877 with whatever you can afford, with whatever will help us get closer to our goal. If you've done it before, you know how easy it is. If you haven't, it's really easy. 774-6877. All the options will be laid out for you. And it's, as I say, the station history has been remarkable. I've given you a little bit of it and a little bit of my start, which was mainly because someone said, oh, they're looking for hosts, and you know a bit about jazz. Why don't you apply? And I said, no, they're not going to take me. I don't know anything about radio. And they finally pestered me enough that I finally put in an application. And 2 weeks later, I was doing a show, which will tell you how desperate they must have been at the beginning to try and find anybody who had a discernible heartbeat to take over a show that they had never done before. Since then, I've learned a tremendous amount about jazz. If I knew a little bit before, well, I did actually know a fair amount before. It's nothing as compared to what I know now. And a lot of that has been because you folks out there have allowed this station to develop, and I thank you for that. We need you to do it again, 774-6877. I'll give you some details, maybe a little bit more of the Voyage background, but I'm going to play some a classic track now. Miles Davis has probably got as much airtime over the 26 years as any other jazz artist. He is arguably my favorite jazz artist of all time, and he has so many different eras, from moving from his acoustic stuff, from Kind of Blue, from his earlier days, through his electronic period, through all sorts of things. I'm going to go back to an album that is a really, really great album. It's called Someday My Prince Will Come. You know that tune? Here's the title track.
Thank you.
A bit of old and new there. You heard the classic Miles Davis, Someday My Prince Will Come, to start that set. And that second track was by the brand new album by The Bad Plus. Used to be a trio, now a quartet. Neat band. And that was, as I say, a bit of then and a bit of now. And it's, my goodness, it's already just about through the first hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. It's a fun drive time here at the station this week and next week until next Friday, till the 19th, I guess it is. We will be asking you for your help. 774-6877 is the number that you should write on the palm of your hand or something so you won't forget it. And you can phone in and someone will be more than happy to take you through the various options that you can use to support this station with your dollars. This is what we need for about 25% of our budget every year, which is why we do this, the same thing that PBS and other organizations do. Even if you get grant money for part of the time and you can work up some budget help, there still is a time when we need to ask the public to fill in the rest. And 25% of our budget, approximately, we count on you folks to provide it for us. So each year we take a week or two to sort of say, okay, here's why we're doing this, but we need your help. 774-6877. This little station that is so much greater than the sum of the parts can only continue to expand and to get better with your help. And I need to thank a few more people as we proceed through my show today. I mentioned Ernesto Cervini, the drummer and great jazz musician from Toronto. And as well, another musician, this time from Winnipeg. Craig Castles is one of the best Manitoba composers of a lot of choral music and other things, has taught and done. Is a fantastic talent. And he, too, has put it on the line here to make a donation to this show and to the station through this show. So a couple of musicians there that I want to thank, Craig and Ernesto. And Mark Curtis, who's, I guess he's just about the second generation, anyhow, of a great friend and a great family that we appreciate knowing. And Mark, thank you for your generous donation. And that's very much appreciated at this point. And we need to hear that phone ring. It's been very quiet out there. I hope Michael is staying awake, and he will be there to answer the phone and to help you through it. 774-6877 is what you need to do there. And that would bring my show total up to date to $720. That's pretty good. It's pretty good, especially as we've got a long way to go yet, but there is a long way that needs to be gone yet. So you can help get us closer there by phoning 774-6877. I was going to say, just before I play more music, I sort of laughingly said about how I got started in this endeavor by being talked into sending in an application, which I absolutely thoroughly expected would just be thrown in the garbage can, and look where it ended up. And the amazing thing is that this has been an absolute labor of love and a joy for me to be doing this all these years. And I hope that passion communicates. And if it does, then you can share in the work that it takes to do this by phoning 774-6877. I was putting together some of the music for this show, and to pass the time, I got the calculator function out on my computer. This is show number 1243. That there have been other shows of Voyage, but they've either been rebroadcasts or guests sitting in this chair. But of the ones that I personally have done myself, 1,243 is the total. And my database of the music that I play tells me that as of last week, I had played 26,100 pieces of music. That's pretty good. I was, when I tell people that, they say, "Are you kidding me? That's a lot of music." And I said, "Yeah, it is. It's well over 3,700 hours of music, if you will." And one more thing, at the risk of taking this too far, I got curious, and I keyed in the totals, and the total that came back was that I have actually been broadcasting for the equivalent of 156 24-hour days on air. But the only way I was able to do that was because this station encourages local folks and local input on its programming, and we are listener driven. We listen to what people are asking for, and we try and meet that. And the way to do that, and the way for us to continue to do that, is for you to phone 774-6877 and get us closer to our goal. Next break, I will try and tell you where we are with respect to the overall station goal, which is $60,000, and we are certainly a long way from that, and we were hit with this transmitter breakdown that didn't help at all. But we're going to get it back. We're going to get it back, and we need your help to do that. 774-6877. And in the meantime, let's change the mood. I was playing, this band just recently, so I'm gonna play it again, just to wake everybody up. Well, not that you need waking up, but I mean I wanted to play this track because it's a classic track from the Mahavishnu Orchestra that I played a couple of weeks ago. Here's Dream.